We're going to jump in here for Friday, April 6th slate. There's two early games. I'll touch on them briefly in case you're playing the all-day slate. You got the Royals taking on the Indians, 7.5 over under. Danny Duffy against Carlos Carrasco. Probably not really interested in Royals here on the road against Carrasco. If I wanted to get different, I would think about Moustakas and Duda. Two good left-handed bats hitting in a good park. You're probably going to see a lot of people staying away from the Royals because they're going to want to roster Carrasco. So that's a way to think about things. If I want a low-owned option, just target the most popular pitcher. Easier said than done. The most popular pitcher is that way for a reason. Nobody else in that lineup too interesting. For the Indians, I like Lindor at the top, J-Ram right there in the middle, Encarnacion. Great right-handed hitters or switch hitters to target Duffy with, who's struggling out of the gate. Another guy to keep an eye on in the Indians lineup is Brandon Guyer. He's a right-handed bat that specializes in hitting left-handed pitching. So especially sometimes they'll move him up into like fifth, sixth spot, and he'll have a really nice price. So that's like the opposite of the spot the lefty. I'm sorry. So that is spot the lefty. We'll talk. There's another left-handed specialist later on. We'll talk that as we get to it. Braves taking on the Rockies. 10.5 over under because it's in Colorado. The weather here, pretty cool, with a little bit of rain right before the game. So you may not get the full-on Coors effect. Once in a while, I will fade Colorado, and their, the matchup there, just on a hunch. It's a dangerous thing to do, but you could pick a worse day to do it with some chilly weather and the first game of the series there, where everybody's adjusting to altitude. Brandon McCarthy on the hill for the Braves. I do not like him at all. That's making it kind of tough to consider that fade. And then German Marquez for the Rockies. Don't like him very much either, with the left-handed bats that the Braves bring to the plate. Maybe in a GPP for Marquez. He does have some strikeout upside. The Reds taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Over under of 8. Luis Castillo for the Reds, Trevor Williams for the Pirates. I like Castillo in this one. He's getting into a pitcher's park here, and his stuff was pretty good. His first turn just had a couple of mistakes that got punished and put in the seats. The Pirates, not the most ferocious lineup, so he could certainly do well there. He'll probably be popular. Trevor Williams, not interested. I don't think he's going to go deep enough into the game to get you the win or quality start. He did pitch well in his debut. Cincinnati bats that I would have a little bit of interest in if Jesse Winker is at the top, or Joey Votto. Obviously, he's hitting third, always an option. Billy Hamilton, if he does hit leadoff, got to keep an eye on him. He's always a threat to steal bases. And then Scooter Jeanette, if you need a second baseman, we'll see what his price is like. Orioles taking on the Yankees in New York, 9.5 over under. Kevin Gausman taking on CC Sabathia. Sabathia left-hander. Sabathia's been around so long, there's almost always someone with a good BVP versus him. You'd be careful. He's been a different pitcher in different points in his career. you know, right now he's certainly a little bit different than he was in his prime, and he went through a phase there where he was not a good pitcher, and took him a little bit of time to figure it out. Let's see if there's any BVPs that stand out. Manny Machado's half decent BVP against some good slugging. Adam Jones is okay. Nobody else really notable. Never a bad bet to go Machado. He's the only guy in that lineup that does anything for me, though. And not interested in Gausman. He was Kevin Gascan last time out, and probably will be against the Yankees here. Anybody in that Yankees lineup is in play for me. They're going to be chalky. They will remain chalky probably throughout the year unless they really get into some kind of funk. Blue Jays taking on the Rangers, over under of 10. Marco Estrada for the Jays, Matt Moore for the Rangers. We prelude at this one a little bit. If Steve Pierce goes for the Jays, he's a right-hander that can hit left-handed bats. I'm sorry, a right-handed bat that can hit left-handed pitching very well. He'll be cheap. Josh Donaldson, great righty versus lefties. Smoke, better from the other side of the plate, but if Matt Moore doesn't last very long, he's a nice option. You got to remember, it's not just the starter that you're going to bat against. You're going to probably get at least two, maybe three at-bats against the bullpen. Rangers have a decent pen and some left-handed options, but you know, we'll see what the Jays do with their lineup, where they bat guys like Granderson and Grichuk, but they're kind of tough to match against. And then Grichuk in a good spot against Matt Moore. Aledmys Diaz, if he goes, he's a pretty affordable shortstop in a good spot. Estrada, maybe as a GPP pitcher, he's got some decent strikeout potential. The Rangers can be a hit-and-miss offense. If you were going to roster some of their bats, I would stay towards the top with guys like Chu and Gallo. Beltre's been cheap. I don't dislike him at that price at all. You got the Cubs taking on the Brewers in Milwaukee. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs. Brandon Woodruff for the Brewers. I'm going to stay off of Hendricks here. He's a pitch-to-contact guy, and when he's got it going, he's pretty good. But in this ballpark, you know, Miller Park, we talked about, very lefty friendly. It's just too scary for me to take that chance. He's got some win probability because of the Cubs offense, but, probably looking elsewhere. Woodruff, is a tough spot to make his first start, against a very powerful offense in the Cubs. Maybe in the wildest of GPP lineups, he does have strikeout stuff. For the Cubs hitters, anybody in that top half, Schwarber, a great spot for him in a lefty friendly park. The Brewers haven't been that expensive, so I'm happy to take a chance on anybody in their lineup at home. Especially Eric Thames, as he gets moved back into first base against a righty, if he does. You know, lineups aren't announced yet, but his price will probably be a little bit lower because he hasn't played as much. Padres taking on the Astros in Houston, over under of 8.5. Luis Perdomo taking on Lance McCullers. I like McCullers a lot in this one. Showed he's healthy and that his stuff is right where it needs to be. So he looked good. The only little bit of a risk with him is they don't let him go too deep into games, especially early on. They have a good pen with multi inning relievers. So he might be done, even in a good start, by the end of the sixth. Hopefully it's enough to get the win. No thanks, Perdomo. Probably not really interested in too many Padres bats, unless you're really needing a pay down. Any of the Houston bats, they hit right-handed pitching very well. Josh Reddick seems like he's in mid-season form, seeing the ball well. Hit a couple homers the other day. He's a nice left-handed bat. Derek Fisher, usually a good price, and you know, he's been doing a little bit this season when he's had a chance. And then obviously the big names: Springer, Altuve, Correa, if he goes, Marwin. He's an interesting guy. Depending on the site, he's first base on some sites right now. That is where he's playing a lot. But the Athletics taking on the Angels, over under of 9. Daniel Gossett taking on Parker Bridwell. He's a decent pitcher. He was fairly good last year. He doesn't strike enough people out to really consider anywhere but maybe a cash lineup if his price is cheap. Gossett, not interested. You could always take a chance on some of the more powerful bats in the A's lineup, like Chris Davis or Matt Olson. See if Angel Stadium is playing more homer friendly now that they lowered the fence. Angels, Cozart, Trout, Upton, all nice options. Calhoun, if he's hitting fifth, always a nice value there from him against right-handers. Dodgers taking on the Giants, over under of 8. Got Maeda throwing for the Dodgers, Derek Holland for the Giants. Maeda looked sharp last time out. He does pitch a lot better in Dodger Stadium, though he's in an even more pitcher-friendly ballpark here in San Francisco, right up the road. Have some interest. I wonder how chalky he's going to get because of that start the last time out, facing a Giants offense that hasn't really shown too much. But he could be worth it. Again, the Dodgers, another team that's happy to utilize their pen, keep starts short. So there is some risk there, especially on the road. Dodger offense has to wake up, man. They've had a lot of games where they've just been way too quiet. Chris Taylor, he's hitting the ball fairly hard. Hasn't had a lot to show for it yet, but always a guy that can make things happen. Corey Seager can hit left-handers, so he's a lefty-lefty matchup that is an interesting spot to try and get some low ownership from. Puig, not quite as good against lefties last year, so I'd think twice about him. Kike Hernandez, a lefty hitting specialist, if he's in there in the middle of that lineup, consider him for sure. Matt Kemp, had high expectations for him to start the season. He has not done anything but getting a lefty, so fingers crossed maybe he can come through for me for a change. Giants lineup, Joe Panik is hitting home runs left and right. Maybe see if he can continue it. Brandon Belt's a nice cash game option. Good on base skills, got a little bit of power. Cutchin, Posey, Longoria, Crawford, like just kind of boring options. Probably not going to put any Dodgers in, I'm sorry, any Giants in lineups. So those are the games individually. You know, when you're trying to sort, you know, where do you want to go? It's a good thing they'll bring up the days over unders I just kind of look and find the offense. So obviously in Colorado, 10.5, highest over under of the day. Anybody from either side in that game, despite the little bit of weather concerns. Yeah, 9.5 for New York, Baltimore. Most of that should be on the Yankee side. Yeah, an over under of 10 for the Blue Jays and Rangers. Both sides usable there, but like we talked about, the Jays particularly against the lefty. And there's some nines, Cubs, Brewers, A's, Angels. Interesting one that I thought might have been a little higher. Maybe it's because McCullers is pitching. Is Padres, Astros, 8.5. I'd have thought that'd have been 9, but yeah, the Astros are getting the lion's share of that implied run total of 5.4. So that does it for Friday's games. Hit us in the Slack chat at @Roto_Juan for me. You got Spectre Fern in there. Plenty of resources. You also get us on Twitter if you want to go that route. But good luck, guys, and cash some lines.